Chapter 1. 4.5 hours too long. The deli at Straub's where I worked had been jumping since I got there. Straub's is a kind of cozy gourmet market. It's in a suburb called Clayton, where you got mini glass skyscrapers, little cafes with that shishi frou-frou food. You know, those kind of restaurants where the menu be making basic stuff like a house salad sound like a foreign language. And boutiques that be selling a t-shirt for $50 just because it's got some high-end designer's name on it. And I could go right over to Dots or Rainbow and get a shirt that looked just as good for $15. The county court was just down the block, so we got a lot of lawyers, judges, and business people coming in to buy lunch. But we also got some of the regular, everyday folks that worked in the offices around there, like county clerks, DMV workers, secretaries, basically the people who do all the work for those high-paid people. Then you had your white soccer moms and a lot of rich old white people who came in to do their weekly shopping. Mixed in, there are a handful of black professionals. I was so proud when I saw a brother come up to my counter, representing with his Brooks Brothers suit on, showing them white folks that we had it going on too. One of my best customers was Mrs. Hirschfield, a little Jewish lady who was real cool and always came directly to me. One day, I saw her coming in the door and figured I'd make her my last customer before my break. "Hi, my favorite customer," I called out, giving her a warm smile. "Good morning, Leslie. I just love you," she smiled back. She was a petite woman in her 60s, a little homely. She wore large glasses and her hair was curled and poofy. A few of my coworkers rolled their eyes. Everybody said she was annoying, probably because she couldn't always make up her mind about what she wanted. But I thought she was sweet. The first time I met her, I was working one of the store's private tasting parties upstairs.